A new VPR Vermont PBS poll shows a majority of Vermonters favor raising the state minimum wage to $15 per hour. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Democrats hope popular support for the wage increase will lead to electoral gains in November.
When Democrats and progressives in the House and Senate passed a bill earlier this year that would have raised the minimum wage to $15 an hour, they knew full well that Governor Phil Scott would veto the legislation. That didn't stop Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ashe from laying into the Republican governor the day after he made that veto official.
What Governor Scott did with his veto of the minimum wage yesterday was tell tens of thousands of people who show up for work every day making minimum wage, you're on your own. Your government leaders aren't here to increase your wages.
Democrats have long believed that Scott's opposition to the $15 minimum wage can be exploited as an electoral vulnerability. And data from the new VPR Vermont PBS poll suggests they may be right. 54% of Vermonters say they support raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. That compares to 40% who either favor no wage increase at all or an increase to something less than $15.
By a considerable majority, Vermont voters would like to see the minimum wage increased.
That's Middlebury College Professor Emeritus Eric Davis. Davis says he doesn't think Scott's opposition to the $15 wage will be his undoing in November. But Democrats are also looking to pick up seats in the House of Representatives, where a gain of even a half dozen seats could give them a veto-proof majority. And in battleground districts like St. Albans City, St. Johnsbury, and Morristown, Davis says support for a $15 wage could give Democratic candidates a boost.
These are all going to be decided by very small margins, maybe 50 to 100 votes at most. So if Democrats can use the minimum wage issue to mobilize voters, get them to turn out, vote for a Democratic candidate for the House, that could make the difference.
Or not, says Vermont GOP Communications Director Mike Donahue. Donahue says Vermonters' responses to the poll question aren't all that surprising.
If you ask Vermonters where they stand on raising the minimum wage, they're going to say yes. That's understandable.
Supply respondents with more context, like the fact that Vermont would be one of the few jurisdictions to have adopted a $15 minimum wage, and Donahue says voter sentiment will become more mixed.
When you put in a high wage level like that just to start as a starting wage, you're hurting small job creators most of all.
And a deeper dig into the poll numbers shows that support for the minimum wage isn't so decisive among an important electoral demographic, the true independent. While 46% of independents say they favor the $15 minimum wage, an equal percentage favor no increase at all or an increase to something less than $15 an hour. Still, Vermont Democratic Party Executive Director Josh Massey says the overall numbers indicate the issue is a winning one for Democrats in 2018.
That is a substantial number of Vermonters that are in support of getting it up to $15 an hour, so I would say that carries a lot of weight going forward through the legislative session.
Democrats who support the wage increase may have trouble winning over conservatives, though. Only about a quarter of Vermonters who identify as Republicans say they support a $15 minimum wage. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.